I'm Denzel Dion.
And I'm Ricky Thompson.
And this is We Said What We Said. Only on Spotify.
Yeah.
We back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what? You really need to start like going into voice lessons and really taking your craft seriously.
I am vocally trained. Little thing that you guys don't know, this little boy from Raleigh, North Carolina, I was always meant to be a star. So before I started my very first musical, Mulan the Musical, I had to take voice lessons. So I'm like, vocally trained. I'm very well vocally trained. I did vocal training for 2 years, you know? So yes. Girl, look at me, you want to, girl. You've never got your vocals trained, ever, girl.
I was just admiring your beauty. You know what?
Thank you.
Bitch, I'ma come for you.
Period, bitch.
Vocally trained, 2 years out of 27 is ridiculous.
Girl, I told you.
No decorum.
No decorum, no receipts. Girl, I told you, girl, you know, this is before I was yelling. You know, I've been yelling for years, you know what I mean? So now, a bit rusty, but the raspiness is cute, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I tell you, you have a good voice for like narration.
Shut up.
For comedy.
No, because back in the day in Raleigh, North Carolina, people called me Mariah Carey.
You're honestly, you know, it's fine. You're entitled to have your own.
I think I'm very much, you know, I'm fine. So I say vocally trained. Have you had your vocals trained?
Mm-mm.
You haven't? Exactly.
That's not
so
my
when,
craft.
So when you get your vocals trained, you let me know.
Can you let the audience know how you didn't make it to X Factor? You got cut off? Oh, yeah, let's not take it there. Mrs. Vocally Trained.
Yeah, yeah, I judged for the X Factor.
I'm done. How you gonna come for me and my voice? I didn't even come for your voice. I just said you just...
You did. You always did. But okay,
take your crime
but why
seriously.
Did you mess around and say that my singing voice is great? Not, oh, it's perfect for animation.
I never said...
Yeah, you did.
I said...
You said my voice perfect for comedy and animation.
Narration.
You said animation.
I said narration.
You said animation.
You have a good voice for like narration.
Shut up.
For
no, because
narration, what you've done. Like you've done that before. That's what your voice
okay,
is.
Okay, so why can I mess up and just do it on my own?
You can. I'm just saying.
I hate
take
a bitch
your crap
like,
seriously.
Fine, I'm take my crap. Bitch, what?
You have to
fine.
Take it seriously.
Whatever, girl. I'm taking it seriously. You hear the vocals.
Anyways, how was your day today, girl? How's your morning? Actually, how's
oh
your
my
weekend?
God.
How are you feeling, girl?
I'm okay. I'm okay. I feel like this past weekend was very draining. You guys, we went to Miami, and let me tell you something. Miami is literally a lot. It's a lot. It is a lot. And I realized a lot of stuff about myself, and which I hated.
Realize a lot about myself, which is good growth.
I know. This is the first time ever in my whole entire life that I've actually seen something about myself. And like I've seen a spiral, and I'm like, oh, I actually saw it. And I feel like what it is, it's like I'm just... throwing out a lot of, like, my deep hatred towards people. And I just don't like that. And it's
That's
actually a
big-ass word.
Yeah, huh?
Hatred is a big-ass word.
It is. Oh, girl. Deep down in myself, girl, I think I've had a lot of stuff. I told you. I take things, I sweep it under the rug. But you're my girl. You're still here. You're helping me, girl. Thank you. Let me tell you something, girl. Woo, child, girl. Because I'm not a bad person. It's just like, girl.
You're not.
I'm not a bad person.
That's why I'm still here.
Right? I think it's like when, I'm sorry, when I drink alcohol, I don't know if I like see something that triggers me and it makes me.
Not triggers me.
It makes me so angry. I mean, I hate that. And I never noticed that I had triggers. Like in that situation, I told D, my trigger was when I saw that and I saw side eyes, what I thought I saw. It reminded me of when I was growing up, when I had friends who'd been starting to talk shit behind me, behind my back. And I was like, what y'all talking about? Nothing, nothing. I finally would actually talk shit about me. That was a trigger. Right? That insane? That's how the mind be working, girl. I know you don't think like that. And you may think it's...
No, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, I've told you multiple times, no one was talking about...
I know.
And I think you do have main character syndrome.
I don't think I have main character syndrome. I think I... Okay. Let me break this down. I don't think I have main character syndrome. I told you, I just have a trigger of like before the conversation was all about me and it was negative. That's what it is.
It was?
Yes. Oh my God, girl. Growing up, girl.
Oh, you said growing up. I did
yes,
like that time.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Growing
yeah,
up.
Yeah, it
oh,
was.
Okay.
Like anytime like my parents would go into a room and talk about themselves, talk about, oh, our son is gay. Like, stuff like that. Like, I just, you know, I'm like, fuck. So I have little triggers like that, which I'm really trying to work on, which you guys, guess what? She's going to therapy.
You need to get a black therapist.
They're not in L.A. Well, not in Beverly
Hills.
They are.
You only want to go to Beverly Hills. I'm shocked. I feel like you have to because I feel like they get... I don't know. I don't, race and stuff is never really usually in like, plays a part for me in, like, therapy. But I feel like... I don't know. I feel like you can relate to someone more. You know what I'm trying to say? Because of your...
Your stems
from a lot of childhood stuff.
Yeah.
And childhood stuff that particularly happens in black homes. Yeah. You know what I'm trying to say? That's the only reason I said, like...
I've tried, though. I looked up...
It's nothing that you... Okay.
They're very far away from me. Okay. So it's like... But I did apply for a virtual one. But let me tell you, it's so hard to get a therapist. Because let me tell you, I guess now girls really like, I need to talk. They're booked like crazy.
Oh, that's good, though.
Girl, right? That's like therapists over here rocking their APs. Shit. I'm like, damn, I get it, girl. No cancellations, no insurance, girl. So I'm like, get a pay out of pocket. But I am going to therapy, and it's good for me. I feel like there's a lot of stuff that I need to work on in my life before I do anything else. But yeah, y'all, yeah, I finally admitted it. I was like, okay, cool.
It's not a bad problem. It's not a bad thing.
But I mean, I felt like it was a bad thing is because I'm Ricky Thompson, and people always like, oh, okay, you're the one who makes me happy. I stopped going to therapy because of you. But I'm like, damn, bitch, I'm sad too. So, you know, I need help too.
No, yeah, what I would say is that you're really good at, like...
hiding it.
Yeah. I mean,
how I was raised. Pray.
That's you're really good at it. But that's good though. Yeah. Everyone needs that like mask, you know.
I'm really proud of myself. Cause I guess I would just always have like this dull feeling around me or whatever. And I finally figured out what that was. And I was like, okay, well so yeah, girl. I'm ready to unpack a lot of things, but I'm gonna be okay though. I'm nothing's really crazy.
Nothing's crazy, yeah.
Yeah,
it's happy going to get therapy, girl.
I know, right?
Lord knows you need a girl.
Girl, I need a girl. I need a girl. I need a girl. I need a girl. I need it. I just wish I could be more like you, though. Honestly,
sometimes I be wondering if I need therapy, but I don't really think I need it.
You don't.
I really don't. I be sitting out thinking
I need therapy.
The only thing I be thinking, do I need? I don't think I do.
You don't need therapy.
I kind of want to do it for the first time, like just to see.
To see if it actually helps.
Yeah, but I really like if I have problems stuff, I talk about it to myself.
But see, I try to do the grind and it never works.
It works like that for me. Like, yeah. I always know, like, what I need help with, what I'm struggling with, what, like, am I battling?
Really?
Yeah. I don't feel like I really be battling like, any demons or, like, any...
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I really feel like I don't do that. Like, if I'm sad, I'm really sad. It has to do two things. I'm really sad when, I'm overwhelmed when it comes to, like, my business stuff because I'm still, like, doing a lot of myself. Or my weight. Those are only two things. My weight goes up and down, up and down, up, up, down, down, down. Those are only two things. That's it. My coin and then my weight. That's the only thing that's really true.
But it's like, yeah, when I think about it, it's like, those are so two easy things to be resolved.
You said what?
Those are two things that can be resolved.
I know. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? And you would think that I would, like, need therapy because, like, my father wasn't really in my life like that, stuff like that. But God made, like, peace with that a long time ago. Like, yeah. It's not, like, a situation, like...
I'm not making peace with my... You know? There's a lot of things I didn't make peace with. I feel like there's a lot of things I've just left. And I'm like, you know what? I'll worry about it later. And now it's going to catch it to me. I'm going to start having nightmares that, like, about... childhood trauma. It's been put in a way where it's like my future. And that scares me. So I'm like, woo child, girl. So I gotta do it, girl.
Yeah.
I'm proud of myself though. It's a step. That's what I'm saying, like, girl, I know I mess up on the podcast, talk about like men and like relationship, whatever, girl. I've decided myself, like, I don't want to be in a relationship until I fix myself.
That's what I never about. Yeah, that's what you need to fix yourself when you get in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. And then I feel like what's happened? Good with that, girl, I'm fine. But yes, girl. Woo, child. How you feeling though, girl?
I feel good. We had just came back from Miami. What a long weekend.
Long weekend, girl. Let me tell you, I don't want to go to Miami ever again, girl. I do not care. The thing is, I would like to go to Miami, but I really would like to do it.
Sober?
What? No, I would like to do Miami, not the partying. Like, I don't understand why every time we got to go, we got to party, girl. We got a club.
What the fuck are you going to do? Bitch, sit on the beach.
Four Seasons, Members Club. Right? That's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry. If I go to Miami, the thing is, we don't have to party, but like, what can we do if we don't party? It's not like what we should do is we should go to Orlando and do like the whole amusement park situation. You always do that. I don't do that.
Oh my God, I would love to do that.
You like stuff like that? I don't mind doing stuff like that.
Oh, so now because
I can fit into the roller coasters. The only reason why I don't be going to amusement parks, y'all don't understand how embarrassing. This hasn't happened in years. Y'all don't understand how embarrassing.
The last time
it is.
You went was last time you went in your advance was when we went to Disney World.
We went to Six Flags. I was fine.
You're fine.
Yeah. I don't mind. Like, I'm not really scared of the rides. Like, I told you, sometimes it'd be too high, bitch. I feel like I'm about to shit on myself. But I don't mind going to amusement parks, but I'm trying to tell you, every time when we were in our amusement park phase, I did not fit in majority of the fun rides. Yeah. All the slow kitty ones I was able to fit in, girl. And that was only because two people can go on one. So, bitch, all y'all skinny bitches getting on the fucking ride, leaving me here holding y'all bags like the big bitch I am. I'm over it. That's the reason why I never went to amusement parks. I was so tired. I'm like, I'm really so fat. Like, it's honestly crazy.
I'll never forget when we went to, we rode,
the universe, the higher party.
No,
one?
We rode. I'm sorry, wait, it's so me. I'm sorry, I can't wait. When we rode, I'm sorry. When we wrote this, I can't be like, I'm not laughing, okay?
Am I going to get out? It was the mummy. The mummy.
It was Space Mountain.
It was Space Mountain. I thought it was the mummy. No, it was the mummy.
No, it was Space Mountain. And I remember they had to do a turn aside.
You see?
They get me out.
Girl, they couldn't get me out. Like, who wants to go through that?
It was so bad. And it was like, oh my God. I was like, okay. That felt so bad. But the reason I'm laughing because how you reacted was funny. But that's Serene. That's me this time. I'm sorry, girl. That was...
Like, who wants to go through that? That's the only thing, like...
Yeah.
And the thing is, even too, like, even when I was bigger, because I'm still big, even when I was bigger... It was really more so, like, yeah, I was, like, fat, obviously big, but it was that I was tall, too, bitch.
I think that's what mostly was. If you were, like, my height...
And I'd be, like, 475 pounds. I feel like my height really helped me with my weight, like, to make me look small, but I was still big. But it was because I was tall,
but
too, so my knees.
But
so
that's
my
what
knees.
I'm saying. That's what I feel like that's what it was.
It was
I think
knees.
It mostly wasn't your weight. It was just how tall
you
were.
Yeah, but the weight with the tallness, like, obviously, if I'm skinny, I could fit under, but, like, bitch, my legs are still big.
Yeah, girl.
They go under...
And then she had to be like
but you know my legs always seem to be like this. So like it was just so that's the only reason I don't like a music podcast.
But now,
I don't mind it.
Girl, we should go this weekend.
We can even in the plane now, oh my God, I put my seatbelt in, bitch. Oof, bitch, I made her real tight, girl. All the loose space to the side,
girl.
I used to use a seatbelt extender, girl.
They have those?
Yes, they have those. You know how embarrassing it was asking for one? I'm like, they be like, what? You want a seat extender? I said, yes. Yes, girl. You can laugh. It's fine.
I can't. I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
So that's just little stuff. When it comes to stuff with seatbelts and stuff like that, girl. Oh my God, the plane down. I'm like, damn, bitch, my waist is so small.
It is, girl. I didn't know they had seatbelt extenders.
They do.
That's
for
crazy. Bitches.
Yes. That is just
that
stuff.
Is so crazy.
And also, too, sitting in a plane. This is like even before. I mean, I don't really take, I told you, I don't really, no. But like even before, like I ever got like on a first class situation, sitting in a seat, girl. Girl, my thighs touching their thighs. Oh, bitch, when bitches see me going, I'm like, excuse me, can I get in? They be like, oh. I'm trying to tell you, it's a real thing. Bitches don't know. People just think, oh, no, girl, it's a real thing. Like, no one wants to sit next to the big bitch trying to play.
I've seen it, too. Like, I've seen, like, let's say, like, they'll put, like, a bigger person in the middle. And then when somebody sees it, like, oh, God.
All on you with my arms, bitch. I can't put my arms nowhere, girl. I have to go to sit like this, girl. Like, it's just not cute. So, therefore, yeah, girl. I mean, now, that's what I was saying. Like, if I'm really ever feeling like, think, it's like when I'm stressed, I be eating. Like, my stomach is honestly so small. Like, it takes me nothing to, like, get full.
I don't understand,
so
like, why you eat so crazy, though.
Yeah, I've been bench eating. Bitch, I be forcing myself. Even, like, last week when my jaw was locked, this was God telling me, put the food down. It's me trying to force the food. I'm like,
I know.
You saw me over there. Yeah, girl. That's me stressed, girl. That's, like, the only thing when it comes to, like...
I was like, girl, that's like therapy, girl, can really fix that, too.
What, my binge eating?
Yeah.
No, my binge eating goes for, like, well, it's
well, when I go, I'll let you know how it is. Mm. I'm very nervous.
Why?
I think the biggest thing I'm very nervous about is finding out
the problem,
find out that I am the issue.
No,
God. And that's my biggest fear.
Why?
Because honestly, like,
if you are, as
but honestly, I don't think I was like, I know I play a little bit, but I really don't think I am the issue.
That's what usually happens. People who don't think they're the issue are usually the issue. But
when I look back at everything, I'm like, maybe a little bit, honestly. Well, okay, well, unpack that.
It's fine. You talk about a therapy, girl. Let me know how it is, girl. Take a therapy, girl. You know, that's a good thing for our, like, our age group is, like, take therapy.
I know, it is. I feel like I need it.
Because a lot of people don't know what they need help on until they actually talk about them.
Yeah. I think I definitely need to learn how to communicate more.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's why I've changed. I've had my self-therapy.
Yeah.
You see how I've changed, girl, over the years.
You have.
I'm not like how I was when I was 16.
Yeah, I'm just so I'm 0 to 100 really fast. I feel like I always have to defend myself, and then I don't know what I don't want
to. I don't feel like that. Everybody used to be like that. I used to always be so defensive. Bitch, when our friends moved to LA, I feel like it was like me coming from New York, I always had to like defend myself because I was always like the big bitch, or like always had to like put people in their place. That's how I was in LA. Then I don't know. I moved to LA when I was like, what, 16, 17. So mm-hmm. like, yeah, by the time I was like 20, I was like, by 2017, I was like, okay, I was calming down.
Yeah, I've noticed calm. You have changed. You have definitely changed.
I'm so calm. I'm so zen, bitch. I don't have time to go back with forfeit you.
Uh-uh.
Whatever you think, you say.
I told you,
I'm fine.
That's mine, girl. I told you, girl. I grew up, girl. I never defended myself. Now, when I mess around, I met you. And then, you just taught me to don't let people
walk over you.
And then when I saw that, but then I just take it too far, girl.
Too far, girl.
I said, oh, y'all all want to go? I get you all, girl. On a friend laughing, you can get it too, bitch. Uh-uh.
It's fine, but you don't always have to do that all the time.
I don't want to do it all the time, though.
Yeah, it's exhausting. Like, I'm like, bitch, you don't be tired of going back and forth?
Exhausted, girl. Exhausted. It's like the little things, girl. It could take the smallest thing. I'm like, mm-hmm. What did you say? They'll say, oh, I said this. Excuse me? I don't do that, girl. I just want to be like, it's okay, it's fine. But then it's like, I try to do that, and I'm not okay. And that's the thing I need to
start
again.
You're not satisfied?
Yeah, you know, you can tell it's like, oh, you want to talk about it. She's like, no, I'm good, I'm good, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine.
I was like,
I was like, I don't want to talk about it.
Because I always talk about every time you want to argue, so I'm like, Ricky, what is the solution you're getting?
It's yeah.
I try to defuse that situation. I'm like, what are you trying to get to, girl?
I know. We'll work on it, though.
Working on it, girl. That's all that matters.
Right.
Okay. So, for this week's episode, we're going to talk about life before and after our
sex. Oh, wow. What a great to turn into that.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oof, God. Okay.
Life before our fame.
Okay.
Or success, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
Life before and life after.
Okay.
Like how was your everyday? Like,
it was okay.
What did
they
give?
It was okay.
Wise.
I was very embarrassed of who I was.
You was?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was very embarrassed of who I was. And I was like, I don't know. I was like, a lot of people didn't like me or whatever. But, and that's my, I don't know.
Did you think that? Do you think that people didn't like you, or was it in your head that they didn't like you?
People didn't.
But people actually didn't.
People
like
didn't.
You.
People didn't. And that's a lot of people don't get that. Mm-hmm. It's not in my head. I'm not crazy.
Because
like
sometimes, girl, you be making scenarios in your head, so I had to just really ask.
Yes.
You do. So that's how I had to.
Yeah. Yeah. Growing up, people did not like me.
Why? Do you know why?
I was gay. I hung out with mostly white people. I dressed different. People say, you're black. Why are you dressed like you're white? Or like, let's
That's
say.
That's so crazy. You talk about it like you went to a predominantly white school, but you had blacks in your school. You had black
I did.
People.
It was mostly black people like would bully me though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they would. Like,
because you wasn't like them.
Mm-hmm. I was like them. I was a kid that always sat in the front of class. I was scared to sit in the back of the class. You know.
That's where.
Yeah.
I always sit in the back.
I know. Yeah, girl. Like girl, it's crazy. Like going into like. Growing up, like, girl, bullied down, girl. Bullied down. Like, actually, I was like, oh, my God. Like, getting paper thrown at me, trash cans, not being allowed in a certain section, whatever. Yeah, girl, I'm just like, you don't look good. No one wants you. Or, like, people laugh when I ask this girl to homecoming. They say, oh, my God. You know, like, girl, be fucking for real. Or, like, I'll never get one moment in my life that really hurt me was I was dating this girl. And I was so into her, and I'll never get this girl. It was her Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And I came to school, and I had balloons, everything. And she broke up with me. And I was like, oh, my God, why'd you break up with me? And she's like, oh, yeah, because my mama said you gay. So I said, oh, my God. So, yeah, I was like, oh, my God, okay. Yeah, love her down, though, to this day. But, yeah, and she got a boyfriend the next day after. I was so hurt. I said, so, wow.
I wish you dated girls.
I did, but I just hate the fact that they all knew. I don't think that was, they all knew. Like, girl. I was like, okay. So, yeah, that was my life. I literally was not the most popular kid at all, girl. Just always dream of being, like, the top of the top one
the
day.
The girl you are now.
And yeah. Honestly, I would literally dream of the person I am now. Honestly, truly.
I love that. Even when I first, you are different when I met you, girl. You really got a bitch. You know I was giving you flowers, girl.
Yeah, girl. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Say what you though, too, honestly. Because yeah. I didn't know what your life was until you told me. I said, damn, bitch, that's what you went through. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. But you would never give that type of person, like, yeah, went through it. Like, you just, you know.
Mm-mm. Yours just involved school because you didn't really go out much. It was a school.
I wasn't allowed to go out. Mm-hmm. I was that kid. You're not going out, no sleepovers. You go to the mall, we're walking right behind you.
Sleepovers are actually where that as a kid, if you think about it.
Yeah.
I only slept over at my cousin's house. That's the only sleepover that I did.
You were allowed to do that?
Yeah, because it was my mom's, well, she wasn't my, you know Angel.
They love Angel.
Yeah, her mom, her father and my mom were like friends when they were like teenagers.
Oh, in New York?
No, in Ghana.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so like that's
oh, why. Oh, wow, I thought it whoa.
Yeah, so they knew each other from like childhood time. So like,
that, oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's, like, that's my cousin.
Wow. Okay.
So yeah, so like we only slept up at their house. We sleep over there for like 3, 4, 5 days. And I was like, it's time to come home. You have a home.
Oh,
wow. That's how I am. Because I was like, because we used to just love sleeping over there because we used to get into hood rat shit. Like it was cute. Like where I lived in the Bronx and where she lived was totally different. Like I didn't really hang out where I lived. Like I lived around like Soundview. We don't know what that is.
But I do know what Soundview is.
No, you don't.
I do know what Soundview is. You told me what Soundview is.
Yeah, that's where I'm from in the Bronx, but she lived on, like, by Fordham. Fordham is, like, where shit gets, like... Yeah, she used to live on Jerome. Like, that used to be, like...
Oh, wow.
That's, like, where the girls be out and about, girl.
The let out.
Yes, girl.
So you Fordham, let out to that young?
Fordham Road, I'm gonna... Fordham Road is, like, the Bronx's Sunset Boulevard.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Like, the going out, the shopping, up and down the block.
You had clubs over there?
Not that I went to.
Oh, but you had clubs over there, like...
Yeah, there's like... Yeah, but that's what Fordham was given. It was just very... It's just everyone started something on the street. Like, oh, it's wow. given very much so like
yes.
that. Not yes. What are you thinking? You think about probably like a man down situation. That's what you have envisioned. You are so funny. You watch a lot of TV.
I was thinking about that. Yeah, I feel like
that's
me.
Like the Bronx. Yeah.
Like, was it Lean On Me in the Bronx? What Lean On Me?
I don't think it was in the Bronx, bitch. That's how you do see it. I'm not gonna see it now, but okay, life before fame for me. I mean, I'm from Queens originally, but I moved to the Bronx when I was like, because my mom, she had her stores in the Bronx, and that commute was just too much. So we moved.
Y'all would commute there every.
Yes.
Oh my God, girl, that's not.
And then my brother couldn't go to school in Queens, so he went to school in the Bronx. So we was just like, let's move to the Bronx. So I'm really from Queens, but I stayed from the Bronx. Since I moved to the Bronx.
Well, how long
like,
are you living in Queens for?
Girl, from when I was born till 7.
Oh, wow. So you really... Oh, my God. I take back what I said. I thought you were lying. Girl, I thought you gave very much Maggie all over the place, girl.
No,
she's from Dallas, Austin. You actually are from Queens, bitch. You lived there since you were 7,
yeah,
bitch.
I moved to Queens. I moved to...
South Jamaica, Queens?
No, Lafrak City. Okay. It's like by the Queens Center Mall. I moved to the Bronx from 7. So, like, 7 to 17, I was in the Bronx. But, like, that's where I really do count where you're from. Bitch...
Oh, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I was like, yes, yo, that's like, you know, your years, you like growing up like that.
Growing up, it's hard, which I love the Bronx. I don't think I'll be at where I'm at today if I lived in Queens.
Period.
I feel like Queens don't have no umph. Like, you can really tell, like, I like Queens, but like, even when I go back, like, I don't know.
I feel like no one, I don't know. Did anybody like really reps Queens like
only, that? Only, I mean, yeah, Nicki, Nas, 50 Cent.
Those but anytime I hear like most music, it's like I'm from the Bronx or I'm from Brooklyn.
Yeah,
that's like
yeah,
too. Yeah,
no
that's
one really
it.
Says because Queens, I feel like don't have their own accent. I did not know how bad the Bronx was until I moved out. Like I was comfortable in the Bronx, mm-hmm. but obviously I was like, bitch, I'm not staying here for long. Like I was not staying in the Bronx.
I wasn't like that.
Yeah,
like, what did you see? Like I wouldn't even know. What
I mean,
did you
okay,
see?
For me, the Bronx wasn't. I didn't think. I mean, shit would happen, but I would think it's normal because I grew up in it. So like. all the shit about people getting jumped and stuff like that, yeah, stuff will happen like that, but that's just regular New York shit, in my opinion. Like, that's just regular Bronx stuff. I only went from school home to my mom's stores. That's it. I didn't hang out in the Bronx. I only hang out with my cousins. Like, I didn't even hang out with my school friends. I gave very much school friends. Outside of school, I don't see you. Or I used to hang out in the library or the YMCA. I was a YMCA bitch. Like, okay. I was always at the YMCA. And the Bronx only has one YMCA girl. Uh-huh. So, I mean, I loved school because I felt like school was, like, so fun to me.
It's like a social thing.
It was a social thing. The people, I even loved my teachers, but I would say, like, going back, I was so rude and disrespectful to some teachers. Only if the teachers tried me, though. I was always, like, I made me a lot of shit, but I always had a good heart, though.
So the teacher was like, give me your phone.
Girl, bitch, you're bugging.
I hate a girl like you, girl.
Girl! To the principal, so I'm going to call him out to take... Girl, I'll call her right for you. It's not that serious. I'm so sorry. I'm like, do you pay my phone bill? Those videos I made when I said Ghetto Girls, that was all me. I just put Ghetto Girl in it because it would just go viral. Like,
fire.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Okay, that's cool. Okay. And on Wednesdays, I wear wigs. But I was all reenacting me. Really more so. I'm not even going to hold you. But I only hung out in school. School was good for me. Like, it was like, but before I moved to where I moved to in the Bronx, that's where I got bullied. I got bullied, like, from ages, like, 7. No, just, like, a year or two. Like, 2 years.
Wow, bitch. That's everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's everything.
Bro. But what worked in my favor was, like, my brother also tutored. It was like, oh, no, that's his brother. Like, don't fuck with him. Girl, and I never wanted to actually get my brother because, like, me and my brother were cool, but we wasn't cool like that then. Because my brother was a teenager, so it was giving very much so, like... But it was one time, I was like, you definitely have to say something. Like, they pissed me the fuck off. Or my sister was that. That's what me and my sister. My sister, my bitch would fight for me. My sister is that girl. She was always, like, she was always a Rough Rider girl.
I live.
We always, like, switch positions. The way she acted is how I was supposed to act. And the way I acted was how she was supposed to act. My sister always stand up for me, period. Aww. She always had my follow-up. But, yeah, I got bullied. They was just really bullying me because they was just calling me gay, but they was always just mad at the fact that I knew how to play football and, like, I could play football, but instead of playing football, bitch, I'll play double dutch.
Period.
My shoes off and on, right in front of the building. Thank you.
Girl, I've never seen Denzel double dutch big deck, bitch.
Yes, girl. So that's really what it was. They was like, you can be playing with us, but you over here playing with that. Don't care.
Period.
I don't care. And then when I moved to East Tremont, I went to like towards like Soundview stuff. I did get bullied in like 5th grade. They tried me once and I was like, it's not given. That's when my growth spurt hit, bitch. I said, yeah, what's up? And then that was it, 5th grade. And then middle school, I went for the same middle school and high school. So I stayed there from 6th to 12th grade. And I mean, I grew up in that school, so it was just like whatever. Like, I feel like people in the, well, I can only speak for me and what I've seen. People in the Bronx really don't like bully. You know what I'm saying? Like the way how like North Carolina people bully, like no one really bullies someone that doesn't bully back. It just looks very weird, like you're bullying someone who's not doing anything to you. It's like you get no cool points for that.
That was my issue, bitch. I do check out. You know what I'm saying? Girl.
Yeah, like in my school, like bitches don't bully, bitches just fight. If I like you, try to fight.
Bitch, you know oh my saying? God, girl. I never would, girl.
Fighting was just always secondhand nature in the Bronx. Like, it is what it was.
Yeah.
So my life was just in school, whatever. I didn't really have coin like that, though. I never really had money, though. Because my brother took all the privilege, girl. My brother was like, in his teenage phase, my mom would buy him an $800, $900 coat. My mom would buy him the
Your
new
mom
boots.
Is so bad.
When it came to us, bitch, since it's both of us around the same age, it's given. So that sounds like, damn, my brother was the favorite, like the child, because like he was getting more shit. But no, God, to get the coin by myself, I was like, I can't stay in the Bronx. I know for a fact, after high school, I was like, I'm moving. I already knew I was moving to Los Angeles, but I started making coin like, in high school, like doing my little side hustles and stuff like that, legal side hustles, social media wise. But bitches started thinking I was selling drugs, girl. When social media first started, I started like getting into like my social media bag. But yeah, before just the coin was, I didn't get what I didn't really want too much though. Mm-hmm. All I wanted was what I wanted was what I could get, which is like the Jordan. I used to camp out for Jordans, regular Bronx shit. That's the only thing I really wanted.
Oh my God, girl. I remember when I used to really want like expensive ass shit. Like I used to remember, do you remember that performance of Rihanna at, was it Glastonbury? Or was it Rock in Rio?
What are those? What does she have on?
These, bitch.
Oh!
I wanted them so fucking bad and Rihanna had those on.
Those are so much money.
So, girl, I said, oh my God, so expensive. I remember I used to write down.
I wanted those too.
So bad.
Those are so much money.
I used to write down everything. Everything I want, I used to write down the journal. I used to window shop, girl. I used to go on like to Urban Outfitters or anything, girl. Be like, okay, this top, $54.99.
Used to put it down.
Black. So, yeah, one day I was like, hopefully I'll get it.
Oh.
Like that.
I never... My mom got me all my clothes, though. It's like, when it comes to fashion, like, I only know fashion because my mom. Like, I only know by name brands, my mom. And that's the only thing that really helped me in my school, that got me cool with, like, the bros. This nigga is fly. Mm-hmm. Like, why used to come to school? Chula Design, Tavernitis. Remember when Fila's made the same as Prada's?
Yeah.
Bitch, mine's was real Prada's, but you see the red stripe. They say, you got Prada's? And I say, it's nothing. Yeah! That's one thing about my mother. I love her. My fashion has helped me through, like, so much. Like, people think it's just put on clothes. No, like, I really got cool points for that. Like,
yeah.
And my scooter was like, this nigga is fly. I'm like, thank you. They made this gay nigga. I'm like, whatever.
You ate that.
That was like the only way, like, people really started fuck with me because, like, I knew my shit.
Yeah.
And it was just fab. And then also, too, like, I was low key, like, Facebook popping.
You were, though. You were Tumblr popping, too.
Yeah. I was a Tumblr popping. But I wanted to be Tumblr popping so bad.
Oh, my God.
I didn't get too far in Tumblr.
Wait, I have a little story to tell. And this is why. Let me tell you about when I was growing up, girl, my sister was really a bully. I'll never forget this. She knew how bad I love Tumblr. And, like, girl, I used to go on Tumblr.
Yeah.
I used to mess up and post, like, all my different pictures or whatever. And I'll never forget. I was like, oh, my God, like, people are reblogging my pictures. Little I know, it's her and her friend.
That's good.
No, they're trying to make a joke of it. They said, you think you got reblogged? It's actually us. Bitch, what? I was like, oh, I thought somebody was like, oh, Ricky, we love you. You're everything. I was like, oh, my God, we love your style. It's them.
I never mastered the Tumblr fame. That's like real.
Girl, it was so, I never had that. Mm-mm. Girl, I remember I wanted that so bad. I was like, God, please reblog something of me, girl. I used to miss and go hard for it, girl. I used to literally sit in my room, girl, study Tumblr, girl. I'll mess around. I was like, okay, this person got reblogged because they wore this tie-dye shirt with this person on it. Let me go remake that shit, girl. Girl, yeah, girl, I would be on Tumblr so bad, girl. Tumblr was like everything, girl. If you were Tumblr famous, you were that bitch.
I was like Facebook popping in 2013. In 2012, when I made Instagram, I was popping on. People knew me for that. I had like 20K on, Instagram.
Damn, because you
Yeah, the thing was, I always have to give a shout out to my girl, Liz Mari, in my school. Liz Mari Montero. She introduced me to Instagram because she had Instagram and I was okay, what is that? She showed me the app and I'll never forget. This is like freshman year, like physics. And I didn't have Instagram. I was like, I bet you, and she had like 300 followers. I said, damn, bitch. I said, I bet you if I make one, I'm going to have more than you. And it was just like a competition. And like, I just, girl, I took it very seriously, girl.
You ate it up.
I took it, but I would never forget that day. We like in physics class. I was like, girl.
That's crazy.
Yes, girl,
oh my God, bitch, that's crazy because the girl who introduced me to Vine, Naomi, love you, girl. Mwah. She introduced me to Vine in
junior year?
Forensic science.
Oh, forensic science? Come on, science.
Yeah, girl. Yeah, girl. So you have to. I would say, what is this girl? Say yeah.
Wow,
bitch.
That's.
They taught our girls.
Yes, girl.
Damn, girl.
Before Vine, I was popping on Instagram, but my Instagram shit never really correlated because all my followers of fucking like Czechoslovakia, girl.
Yeah.
Because the way how the explore page works. But yeah, no. Before I had like the fame stuff I have now, I didn't really travel. Like,
me neither.
Like the only places I've been to before I started like getting my own coin was Toronto. Pretty much that's it. Toronto, I mean Ghana when I was younger, but I don't count that.
Yeah.
I ain't traveling nowhere else.
I just went to Florida every year.
Right, that's it.
Florida, Myrtle Beach, that was it. I never went out of the country. Well,
where'd you go to?
Yeah, I did. I went to, went on a cruise.
You see, I like that because you
You're so funny because this, I said if you go to a cruise, that's not really going out of a country.
It's not. You're on a boat. It's giving sightseeing. If that's the case, bitch, I went on a cruise too, bitch. Ellis Island, the Statue of Liberty. That's the same thing, girl. A cruise is not really like traveling.
No, girl. You know what I'm saying? You're the first one to get me out of the country. It's like, girls.
Oh, yeah. We actually went out of the country. I could have always got the country, but like, I never really went anywhere. The only place I went out of the country was Toronto because my aunt lived in Toronto. But Toronto is literally just a cleaner New York. Bitch, no trash on the floor. Clean.
Oh, I know, girl.
No trash. We need to go there in the summer. I would say I'm thankful that, like, I started making money the time I started making money because, like, I started getting to the age where things required to have money, but I had money for.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? Which I get, like, the senior trip, the senior prom, all the senior activities shit cost a lot of money.
They
like,
really
people don't
do.
Talk about that. That shit cost a lot of money. And obviously, like, I only had a single mother, girl. thank God I was able to pay for shit myself, because by the time I was a senior, I was able to make my coin.
Yeah.
But shit like that costs a lot of money.
It does.
The senior stuff, all that. And also, too, girl, when your parents make too much money, but you have to pay for stuff, you know, the lunch forms.
Girl, oh, God, girl.
Girl, you forgot about lunch forms, girl.
Wow, girl.
Yes, girl.
That's so crazy. When you think about it, girl, a school is, like, very expensive.
It is. And this is, I went to public school. Yeah, so it's like, this is public school.
Public
school
is a very, it's like, you do school projects, girl. That costs a lot of
money.
You need
to go buy stuff.
Yeah.
Even you, utensils. Bitch. And you, girl, I'm sorry. Even though I didn't really have coin, I was a bougie bitch. I told my mom, but my father, when it came to school stuff, my father's all about school, bitch. So I would go to him. Bitch, yes, girl, fucking 99 cents to bitch. I need to go to Staples, bitch.
Yeah, girl.
I need the good books.
Yeah, girl.
The good binders.
Mm-hmm. That the was most a real expensive thing. The calculator, bitch. Yes, bitch.
They need to give that.
They gotta give that,
and
girl.
All that shit is so much money. Like, school shopping is so much money, and just getting, like, new clothes is just so much money.
That's a lot of money. It
so,
is.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it. And I didn't really have life outside of school. I didn't go, like, it was either school, my mom's stores, or home. So now, how's, like, life after you got?
Oh, wow. Life after fame?
Right. During fame, actually.
Yeah. Life is pretty good. I feel like now it feels so good that I am able to buy everything that I want. Also buy the people I love everything I want.
That's
the thing about that. I remember I was growing up, my mom would put me and my sister in the nicest things. So, like, back in the day, how things were really big, like Abercrombie and Hollister. Bitch, you know that shit was not fucking cheap at all, girl. You up in there, girl, a pair of jeans, $60 a shirt, maybe $100, whatever. I just know that she sacrificed a lot. So, therefore, now I'm able to give her everything that I've always wanted to give her. So, that's, like, a really good feeling, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I can do anything. Like, buying her the most expensive bags, whatever. I want to give that to her. So, that's a good thing I can do. What else is amazing? I think because I've been able to travel, I will say the most amazing thing is I'm more confident in myself. I feel like growing up before the fame, I was the most least confident person. I do obviously have like a lot of work on, but this is the person who I wanted to be growing up. I said, one day I'm going to be a star. One day. And now we're here. So it's a good feeling. I'm very happy with it. Are you happy with your life after fame? Or during fame?
I mean, I'm content. I want more.
Of course. We also want more. I'm content, yeah. But you're happy.
Yeah, I would say things could be... I would say, like, even being the age we're at now, I'm happy that I could get what I want, especially to, like, take care of the people who I need to take care of. Take care of what I need to take care of. Yeah, it's good now. It really is a good feeling. Like, let's say, like, when we're... Like, I really do, like, be grateful when there's just little situations that we can fix with money.
Yeah.
Like... let's say, like, even, like, the one time we was in Dominican Republic and we missed our... we need to book a new flight. And it was like, how about if I was on this trip with a budget and I could have booked another flight because it was missed? I would have to spend, like, $2,000. Where am I going to get the money from?
Right.
It was like, okay, girl. You know what I'm saying? Just little things like that make me, like...
Oh, no, true. No,
yeah.
True,
you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, we need this. Boom, we can book it. You know what I'm trying to say?
I think about us when we went to San Fran. The amount of flights that we booked for that trip.
We went to San Francisco for our friend's wedding, but when we got there, we didn't really... I mean, her wedding was, like, the day after, and, like, we didn't know people, but we had to be back because we wanted to go to this party.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, we booked the flight there, go back. We literally flew back and forth to L.A., like, 2 or 3 times by the time we was in... Like, we can't do shit like that.
We
you know what I'm trying to say?
Back in the day, I could never.
Like, stuff like that is really great for that. I could actually... Like, stuff like that is what I'd be like, okay, cool. Or if I want something new and I want it, I'm like, okay, cute, I can get it. Like, sometimes it's too pricey. Now to think about it, it's really absurd how much we pay for stuff, but... I feel like me just having my own brand now, I'm like, okay, it's too much. But even, like, that's a luxury.
Yeah.
Or even, like, going to Coachella. Mm-hmm. Or even traveling. When we travel, we don't really have budgets. I mean, I always tell us to, like, let's not do too much. But, like...
But we always do too much.
We always do too much. But I'm saying, like, being the fact that we were like, okay, like, or we was in London, we was like, okay, cool, let's go to Barcelona. Book a room, book a hotel.
But I never thought I would have had that lifestyle.
You know what I'm trying to say? It's just simple 1, 2, 3. I'm grateful for shit like that because it's not like that for everybody.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. That's, like, the only... Like, even when we travel, we're going somewhere. Like, the fact that we every time we go somewhere else different, even we're in Paris, I'm like, I'm in Paris, even getting to see other people that we know in, like, this field or, like, models, stuff like that.
Oh my God, yes. Stuff that's like actually saying, like, I'm, yes.
You
like,
know what
growing
I'm saying?
Up, we would see, like, all these people on the carpet, like that. But we're in the rooms of them now.
They're our friends.
Yeah,
we're in their houses.
Yeah.
We're sitting down having a conversation. Mm-hmm. Shit like that, I'm very grateful for. Because I'm like, at the end of the day, we are just our people, but it's just so crazy. You know what
it
I'm
is.
Saying?
It's definitely crazy. Yeah. I'm like, wow, that's actually amazing to me. I honestly, truly.
I'm like, and we're in these rooms because we belong to be here.
Period.
But, you know what I'm saying? So it's
a
just,
really good feeling.
Yeah, so that's like the only thing that's so, and like when I go back to the Bronx, like that's how I really do, like we trying to really encourage people. Even like, I only talk to 2 or 3 childhood friends, but I'm like, y'all, like life, I don't know, but it's probably different for you, but like, you don't know the life outside the Bronx until you actually leave. Mm-hmm. Like, going back to the Bronx now, the shit looks crazy to me. It looks wild. I've lived in LA for about 10 years. Going back to the Bronx, I'm like, even like the first 3 years outside the Bronx, I was just like,
no, girl, I feel you.
Dude, you know what I'm saying? I don't, when I go back to New York, I don't even stay in the Bronx. That's even luxury. I don't even stay at my, family home. I don't. I'm always Soho, the financial district.
Wow, look at that.
I don't stay home when
stay
I go.
Stay in the nicest hotel, too.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's very luxury to be in the same city, to be, you know, and not stay back home. And I just don't stay back home because I just don't like being in the Bronx. Yeah. I don't talk to anyone. I don't hang out here. It's not, I'm just going to be home. In the city, I could walk out, stuff like that. Everything's like, even when we go out, like I was telling you, I noticed this when we first, well, when we first started eating out a lot, because we used to eat out a lot. But, like, even in, like, 2016, 2017, when we used to go to, like, that Japanese restaurant or go out places, I'm like, Ricky, people are coming here to eat, like, their graduation dinners, like, a celebratory dinner. But this is where we eat every day. I remember I told you that?
What was it?
We used to go to Kabuki.
Yes. Wow.
And one time we was eating, like, we used to eat there every day religiously. And I was like, Ricky, the fact that we eat here every day and, like, people come here for, like, graduation, stuff like that.
Oh, this is, like, very fancy.
Yeah, and even to, like, ordering, like, I don't look at prices, but if I want, I order it. Back in the days, used to give very much, like, okay, I can get this. Or even, like, when I used to travel, this was, like, before I started making money, she would give us money for, like, the amusement park and, like, money for food. But then it would be, like, we want this, we want more. Like, we can't, you know what I'm trying to say? We had a budget. It was given very much so, bitch, your entrance fee in the gate. Your coin to get your food. Da, da, da.
Spend it wisely.
And then when you get there, bitch, the food is hella expensive. You know when you go to a music park, bitch, a turkey leg, $30. Da, da, da. I'm like, oof, girl. The girls are used to getting $2, $3, $4, $5 hero rolls, girl. It's not given amusement park. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's the only difference.
That's one thing. Oh my God, that's what you say that when you talk about amusement parks. It's actually so insane, bitch. I remember growing up, girl, like going to Disney World, whatever. Like we only get that one ticket. The fact that, girl, I mess up with Disney World, I pay for the VIP pass, girl, everything like that, girl. It's insane. I would never think about doing that back in the day, girl.
Money, eating there, the waters be $5.
Girl, right? I buy ears. When I get called, I want to buy a full tracksuit at the Disney store, girl. Back in the day, girl, you freeze, girl. What?
It's not giving that. So it's that's not. People would say like money don't make you happier.
It does.
It does. Oops, I mean, I wish I get to the point where money don't make me happy, girl.
That's right, period.
But it does solve a lot.
It solves a lot of problems. It's a really good feeling,
though,
really
girl. It's really good feeling. So that's just a life before and after fame. That's what it is. And it also, too, like, I mean, the whole picture-taking thing, I mean, it's whatever. It's not like, I kind of like it how it's died down now, but some it depends, though.
Yeah, it depends. It depends on where you go. Yeah. Like, when I go back home, girl, I think I'm fucking Beyonce, girl.
Oh, when you go back to North Carolina?
Yeah, girl.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, I'm like, you know, I'm a celebrity over there, girl.
Mm-hmm. I get the most love in New York, too, I would say.
Yeah, you're going to say, damn, you really made it out.
Yeah, I get that a lot. I get that a lot. Yeah, yeah.
You know? Yeah. And I feel like we made it out at a time where it wasn't common.
It wasn't. Now it's like...
I was like, damn, girl, people teach social media classes in high school, whatever. Like you do this, whatever, boom, boom, boom. Before y'all, like, damn.
Yeah.
Moving out, like, what? My family thought I was insane for not going to college, bitch, and go to L.A.
My mom supported me. My father thought I was crazy. He said, you know what? You're going to ruin your life. You don't know what you're doing. You're throwing your whole life away. I said, boy, bye.
That's amazing. That's my dad was very supportive, and my mom was like, oh my God.
My mom was like, at the end of the day, you're going to do what you want to do. I believe in that. My father was
so good. You graduated from high school, girl. You can't tell me to do shit.
My what? I said, is it your money?
No.
Thank you. That's the only reason I was able to do what I was wanting to do. You see, you was different. You had like my mom is so Ghanaian. Like, she's not going to stay here and support my whole lifestyle. Like, she's trying to do stuff. Like, your mom was like, will help you support your the whole American way. So, you know.
No, she wouldn't.
I mean, yeah, she did. Your mom will help you sometimes when you first moved here.
Mm-mm.
She didn't help you at
all? No.
Oh, well,
that
damn.
Was all on me, bitch. All on me. No.
Oh, for real? I thought she helped you.
No, girl, that was one thing that I had to do. I took a gap year after college. I mean, I'm not... Well,
After high school.
And that's why, girl, I was touring like crazy. I said, I'm going to save my money. That's the only reason why. My mom was going to mess around and take her money to move me to L.A. and not go to school.
I thought, because I remember one time you were saying, like, your mom was helping you out. So that's what I thought that she was doing.
She was helping me out during that time period when everything would hit the fan, girl.
Oh.
Yeah, girl. Okay. And the agency and the manager, she was like, okay, I'll be a little bit like that.
You see,
but
we all have stuff like that, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a time like that, too. It's so crazy.
I mean, you were going at the same time like that,
us,
girl.
Us being creative, people don't talk about it like, yeah, you make a lot of money, but.
Girl, that's one time it will stop. It will stop. And
when
it
the shit stops, the bills don't stop.
Girl, I said, oh my God, girl. I was like, who? I said, oh my God, how am I going to make this rent or whatever? That's how I moved in. with Maggie. Like that, I was like, girl, I said, I need to read.
You know, what's so crazy. It's so crazy because you didn't have like you didn't have the coin you did before, and then you moved to Maggie to save him money. Bitch, that's where you got your biggest
check, girl. The biggest
check. That's what you just.
I feel like that.
I lived for your gaining follower phase when you was gaining.
Oh,
it.
I loved it
because you were so happy. My bitch was living filling her purse. She just the confidence was there.
It was everything. I loved it. I felt so good because it was like I had like a renaissance moment because it was like I had mine cute. She died. The other day, I was like, what the fuck do I do now, girl? And I was like, okay, cute, doing YouTube.
YouTube wasn't really doing what it was doing.
It was Instagram. Yeah, girl, I said, let me make my videos, girl. Let me be funny, girl. Let me just do my ranting, girl. And people like, you know, hey. It was like, oh, that was the best of my life, girl. That was a good time. Now it's time for my favorite segment, What's Your Jam? Where we talk about what, Denzel?
What we're obsessed with, you know, fashion-wise, TV, music, everything. So, Ricky, what's your jam?
What am I loving right now?
Well, I'm loving the show Unseen on Netflix.
Okay.
Yes, it's the South African, like...
I need to get into that, girl, but I'm still, good. Like, my old shows era.
No, it's so good. It's only 6 episodes. That's why... So when it comes to South African Netflix, they only do, like, 6 to 8 episodes, and it's so annoying.
But oh, they always do that.
And it's so good, too. I'm like, damn, now I have to wait for a whole new season, but yeah, it's very good.
You know, fashion-wise, I was really looking at... I really do love Marc Jacobs Heaven.
You do.
I really do. But I don't really wear it now. But I love how it looks, though. It's very fast.
Yeah, I love their marketing for it.
The market's everything. So, yeah, that's what I'm loving. Marc Jacobs, love you down. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys, it's a very emotional episode,
I feel
like.
It was a good episode. You know, talk about life before, during fame, before.
It was a good episode.
The girls are just talking. The girls are chilling. The girls are relaxing.
Yeah, period. You know, we can mess around and talk about other things. Except for men on this podcast.
The thing is, we can always talk about relationships because that's the thing that's in our everyday lives. And if you don't like it, then don't watch.
Thank you.
Well, I'm Denzel Dion.
And I'm Ricky Thompson.
And this is
We Said What We Said.
Only on Spotify.
Ow. Our podcast comes out every Tuesday. Be sure to hit that follow button on Spotify so you never miss an episode. This has been We Said What We Said, only on Spotify.